Oh, hi, Joshua. It's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
I received a text message statement that I was going to owe 2 months instead of 1 month, but I was under the impression that everything was month to month, and if I couldn't afford it or didn't need it, that I didn't have to pay for it every month. It wasn't a contract signed or anything, so I was trying to figure out what was going on.
Oh, okay. So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 22nd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So it's true you can cancel the program at any time, but in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us prior to the billing. So there is a $249 past due balance from May 22nd, and come June 22nd, that will reoccur to $498.
I was going to tell you,
the good news is you're catching it in time, because there's a couple of things I can, you know, kind of mention to you as far as making it a little bit more affordable on your end. And then,
well, I mean, to be honest, I haven't had any phone calls from this stuff, and like, y'all been running this ad, and then like, suppose I owe you for this month that's passed or whatever, but like, there's a marker that steps on my website that it's no longer being taken care of. So like, I don't know how I can owe y'all for something whenever it's already on my website and everything that it's not being taken care of, and it hasn't generated any calls for me in like the past 3 months. So like, really, I've just been pouring my money down a hole that hasn't had any return anyway. But I've been letting it keep going, and I was just like, okay, well, I'll just let it up stop for a little while because it hasn't been making any money. It hasn't been worth it. And, I mean, not to mention I get calls from other companies that are like, hey, you know, your directories aren't right, and you know, we can make it better, which a lot of that's sales tactics and stuff. But at the same time, it's like, I haven't seen anything from this. And when I first got it and first signed up, it was supposed to take 90 days to get all my stuff, like, up to speed and everything. But in those first 60 days, I got more phone calls than I have since I've had the service.
Okay, so I want to give you a couple of options, because I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 2,372 times, and you've had 317 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Okay,
well, the clicks to call me were all spam phone calls, and they haven't had any work come out of any of it. It's all people trying to sell me stuff. I got records of Local Splash leads that are come through my phone and text messages that are literally spam phone calls and sales calls. So they're going through my website, giving me spam calls and all that stuff. So, like, when I mean, like, I haven't got any work out of it, like, I haven't even had a phone call for it. So, like, I don't care how many people click on my website. Like, I work through a basis of phone calls and bidding jobs and getting jobs. This is not, like, a sales thing. So, like, I mean, unless people are calling me, like, I don't have a scheduling thing through the website or anything like that. So that's what I use this for. So, I mean, honestly, if it's not getting a return, there's no point in me really doing it. I'd rather just pay the past due balance and cancel it and go with somebody else.
Yeah, you can do that. And I know that you received a scam call from those companies that say, oh, your directories aren't right.
Every day.
Yeah, every day I get that stuff. You were smart enough to say, oh, it's probably just sales tactics, because that's exactly right. If they tell
you, I'm not an idiot. I know what I've been doing this shit since 2012. I've spent over $35,000 in that listing that I pay people monthly for and don't even get phone calls on a regular basis for it. Like, out of 2 or 3 months out of the year, I do all my business and book all my calls out of 2 or 3 months of the year. Not to mention, I only work 9 months out of the year because nobody else wants me in their stuff, in their house because of the holidays and everything else. So,
I burn
money on a regular basis for little outcome. And I've paid more money to y'all for doing all this other stuff to make it better than I was paying before. And to be honest with you, I have little or any different outcome at all.
So I want to explain to you that when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming taking place. And that's why they put the orange banner on your site. That's supposed to be a friendly reminder just to let you know that we're having trouble with the payments. Right? But
yeah,
the site, as
well,
you
like, I literally talked to
nobody
y'all.
Nobody went and deleted it. They keep the site up.
Right, I realize it. I, I literally talked to y'all whenever that was coming about, and then last month, as soon as the payment didn't go through, 2 days later, somebody called me. And then I literally told them, like, hey, I'm going to hold off for a little while, probably this month. And, I mean, I don't know if I talked to you or who it was I talked to, but, I mean, I talked to them.
Well, we spoke on May 16th, and it says, I spoke to Joshua, issue failed payment, summary, he's low on funds, but he said the payment should be good by next week, May 23rd. Sent email. So you didn't relay to me that you wanted to cancel at that time. You just said you were
no. At that time, I was still under the inclination that, like, okay, well, I could take it month by month. If I don't have the money this month, then I can start it back up next month or whatever. And it's all dependent on, you know, workflow and all that stuff too. Is because, I mean, I'm no different than y'all. Like, unless I get phone calls at work, then I can't afford to put money out. So, I mean.
So I want to let you know, prior to the account being in suspension, there are some solid leads on the dashboard, and you might remember some of these people. A lady named Abby at 3946 Napanine Road, she put her phone number, her email address, and she said she has leaking bathroom through kitchen ceiling, cabinets repair, door trim, curb casing.
Lady never returned my phone call.
And then there was Caitlin Murren, 1907 Emerson Avenue, Louisville. Hello, we had a roof leak repaired recently, and we need a small section of plaster ceiling repaired. Emily Carter,
never got a return phone call or anything for that. Like, a lot of these people, I mean, some of them fill out the stuff, but they don't necessarily follow through with it. I mean,
right. Right, I understand that, or maybe they've contacted someone else in the meantime, you know. But
yeah,
put their address in, they're pretty solid, you know, at least. But I want to let you know that you don't have a call tracking number set up through us. So,
because I canceled it because of all the stuff that, like, all the extra stuff that requires.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I canceled it because, like, If I do everything that y'all want me to do, like manage a Facebook and all that different shit, like, I can't do that because I have a job. I actually do work. Like, I don't sit at home on my ass. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm the only guy. It's just me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the guy that does all the work. I'm the guy that goes to the jobs. I'm the guy that sells the jobs. I'm the guy that does everything. It's just me. I don't have employees. So
makes
I can't
sense.
Do it. I mean, if I'm working the marketing thing, I can only do so
you
much.
You have to manage the Facebook. You don't have to do any of that. All they do initially is have you add us to the Facebook, so we manage it and we run the ads.
Look at my profile and look at how many posts has been on there. Look how many ads has been on there since I've been with y'all.
Okay.
I mean, I've even sent pictures in there and stuff. Like, nobody's put any ads there or anything other than the very first one. And then,
well, we don't put ads on your Facebook. We run ads for your Facebook for people that are searching for your services. So you know how when you do a search online for pretty much anything, right, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's ads for that popping up, right? So that's how we run the ads. We target the people that the search engines have tracked that have searched for your services. But you do have an option, Joshua, because if this were to cancel, I will tell you it will dramatically affect your business. I know you don't think you're getting anything out of it, but just by the results that I see, it will, everything will unravel. The website will come down. So you have an option of removing the Facebook ads if you're not getting, you know, return on that.
Yeah, I definitely don't want that.
Yeah,
that
was that
something
would
we even talked about whenever I told the people, but that was a deal that they had that was all together. Like, it was a package that originally, when all that stuff went together, like, that's something, like, I just had and didn't even want it, but I still had it.
Well, Google
does
recommend that we bundle our service with Facebook ads, especially in the beginning, in the first month or two, because it does jumpstart your results. But now that you're ranking, if you took those off, I don't think it's going
to
affect you.
From a company to come to y'all's company, like.
Okay, but it would lower the subscription to $149 monthly if you wanted to do that. And I would still take those off for you if your intention is just to pay the past due and cancel. Because if you paid the past due of $249, that would include a fresh batch of $100 of Facebook ads, which you wouldn't need if you're going to cancel anyway, right? So either way,
so I've been paying $100 a month for Facebook ads.
Yeah, the breakdown of the service is $149 for the local SEO services, and then $100 goes to the Facebook ads each month.
So nobody ever told me that. And I've never got one call from anybody on Facebook. Like,
well, it's in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature. But
it
does say,
to read all the terms and conditions of everything and all the small print, I'd be an attorney.
Yes. But I will tell you, it's showing that you had 235 clicks to your site through Facebook and you had 15 clicks to call from the Facebook ads. So, I mean, I think you've gotten some activity off of it. But the reason I was saying I don't think it would impact you much to take it off is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google, right? So that only leaves 13%. If you look at Facebook and Yelp and Yellow Pages and all those other sources and kind of lump them into one category, they're only getting 13%. So, you know, if
I mean,
it were 150
would definitely be more affordable.
And then if you want to continue, Joshua, I could push the next billing out 30 days, which means I'd have to get the past due payment up to speed. But rather than you having another payment on June 22nd, I would push that next one all the way out until July 7th, so you'll get another full month of service. And then I want to let you know, since you told me that you only work 9 months out of the year, that we also offer seasonal holds. So when you come to the holidays and you're off season, you don't have to pay that $149 monthly when you're off season. All you have to do is call us a couple of days before your billing and let us know, like, hey, I'm going off season, and we would stop your billing for those months, and then you would just start up again when your season starts. We offer that for up to 90 days at a time. So that's something I don't think anyone ever told you, since you said, oh, I'm paying for this and I only work 9 months out of the year. Why pay for those extra months if you're not using it during those months? You know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, I understand. I mean, like, I'm currently working. I mean, and see, that's the thing, too. It's like, I mean, my funds have been low because I'm working on a huge job and I'm managing it all by myself and doing everything myself.
Wow.
So, like, as far as that goes, like, I don't even need the advertisement right now. I have enough work to last me through October.
Wow.
Like,
that's
I don't
great.
Even need it. It's just one house, but it's that big. So,
you know what you could do in that case? You could pay the past due amount of $149, and then rather than canceling, convert your package to just website hosting only for $49 a month. And that way the site stays active and that orange banner comes off. And most people, even when they're filled up to work till October, bare minimum, they need a website, right? Because it's 2024. So that's another option for you if you wanted to.
I'll probably just keep it to 150. So are you going to prorate the 240 that I owe and make it 150? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to do 149. I'm taking the ads off for that past due amount. And then I'm also going to push the next billing out 30 days. So moving forward, rather than your billing being on the 22nd of each month, it'll be on the 7th of each month, but starting in July. Okay?
Okay. Hold on. Is there any way that we could push the payment to go through till tomorrow?
Yeah, we can do that, and then we'll set it up for the 8th of each month. So give me the card number you want to use tomorrow, and then I'm not here on Saturday, but I'll set the invoice for tomorrow, so it'll automatically process. Is it still the Lynn Leah Road for the billing address?
Yeah, it's the same card. It's just, I mean, that's on a business account. It won't let anything overdraft anything, so.
Oh, okay. So is it, just to confirm, the MasterCard ending in 5191?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'll set the invoice for tomorrow, which is the 8th. And then when I come in on Monday, I'll reset the next one to July 8th. So that way your billing will all stay on the 8th of each month. And then... Okay, so that already was set up for tomorrow. So other than that, you are all good to go. And then if you have any questions in the meantime, you can always call me. But I'm going to also send you a fresh login for your dashboard just so that you can go on and look at it in real time. Don't try to log in right now, because all it's going to say is your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. But tomorrow after the payment goes through, you'll have full access again. So you can circle back anytime during the weekend, and you can go on and look at the results, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, and if you need anything else, you can call me, and if not, have a really great weekend coming up, too.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Joshua. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Okay, bye.